1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A busy first day at the G7 summit in Italy. President Biden and world leaders agreeing to lend Ukraine $50 billion using profits from seized Russian assets to defend itself. The president also delivering remarks at a global infrastructure event, saying investments are critical for developing nations.
I think we stand at an inflection point in history. It occurs every five or six, seven generations. And the decisions I think we make now are going to determine the course of our future for the next five or six decades.
Israel says it will not send a delegation to hold further talks on a ceasefire deal right now. It comes after Hamas demanded guarantees of a full ceasefire. The U.S., Egypt, and Qatar urging Hamas to accept the current proposal. Supreme Court justices, in a unanimous decision, have preserved access to the abortion drug mifepristone, saying doctors who oppose abortion in the case don't have legal standing, that they were harmed. Another case, though, brought by states, is also challenging the drug. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Public School District has updated its plans to address its financial problems. Milwaukee will likely replace its chief financial officer with an interim CFO. Milwaukee hopes to add temporary staff to fill about a dozen vacancies in the district's financial office until jobs are filled permanently this fall. A new survey ranks Wisconsin on the low end for its economy, number 40 according to WalletHub. Part of that's based on low startup activity. Economic Development Secretary Missy Hughes says they're working on that.
We just announced the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund, which is a $100 million fund that will help entrepreneurs in Wisconsin be able to access capital and be able to grow their businesses here.
Hughes also points to Wisconsin's low unemployment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The First Lady, Jill Biden, is in Green Bay today, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. The Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between the Biden-Harris administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues that are important to voters over 65. The First Lady was last in Green Bay in February. The Green Bay City Council finally gave zoning approval for a village of tiny homes for veterans to be built on St. Anthony Drive this week. Kim Knorr of Veterans First, the nonprofit behind Cottage Court, says now the real work can begin.
Now we have to go back and make sure that all of our ducks in a row. We have to go back to the site planning, and we have to go to all the infrastructure contractors first. So we get the road in, get water, sewer, that type of thing.
The first seven of 21 tiny homes at Cottage Court are expected to be built by the end of this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their three-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the sixth inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
More clouds than sun this afternoon, with chances of a few spotty showers. The sunshine will return in full force by this evening, and high temperatures spike to the low 80s. With winds breezy out of the west, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live on location, as Ms. Terry Barr said, here in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Roasters. It's turning out to be a beautiful day. The sun's coming out here. Sun's out, guns out, and so is Pat Kreitlow with his muscles here. He joins us live once again. Host of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8. Jane Matt Nair also in the house. And she'll be back with us just a little bit later here from Matt Nair on Air. It is the statewide on-the-road tour with Jane and Todd as she continues to whoop my posterior in the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text-to-Win contest.
But that stops right now. That changes right, now. Right here.
Right now.
Right now. He said wistfully and rooted in no fact whatsoever.
Right, just because we wanted to say it. Right. We're going to give you a new word. This hour, coming up here, a real word to text in. We will give it to you shortly, and you can win either a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, one of those an hour, by the way, now until, tomorrow, through tomorrow. It ends tomorrow. And then every day, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. And here's the cool thing. They're padded. And a lot of people say, well, I want to go, but I don't want to wait in line for the bathroom. Well, you have your own bathroom, beautiful bathroom facilities and concession area just for this kind of small section. So there's really no big line.
The club level. Club level where it's like small class sizes, you know? Right. You get more attention, shorter lines yes. for bodily functions and putting things back into your body. And it's a great cycle. It's a great level of the stadium to be in.
It really is, and we're going to give a pair of those tickets away today. And then after tomorrow, two people will be drawn out randomly from all the texts the last 2 weeks, and you'll have a choice of one of our unique summer staycations, either a trip at Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, and Kreitlow has upped the ante. If you want him, he's willing to come down and be your captain stubbing of your pontoon boat.
I do work pretty cheap.
A Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores or the Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites, and we're giving you a gas card to get there and back. It's great. It really
awesome.
Is. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in a minute. And we're still waiting word. We were told Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project was going to zoom in. He may surprise us this hour.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. Also, we're going to have a representative here from Shift Cycle and Coffee Bar. talking a little bit about the small business. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Ken Szymanski, a local author and educator here in the Eau Claire School District, an author in his own right. He's going to be talking about being an author in northern Wisconsin, or at least northwestern Wisconsin, and some of his works. He's going to read a couple of those as well. And Jane and I will preview our big finale tomorrow. It's so big, Pat Kreitlow is going to follow us, and we're going to Amory tomorrow. Jane's favorite city she's never been at. Less than 24 hours, Jane. Less than 24 hours you will have been there.
Her favorite place she's never been to, she says.
But tomorrow, that's all going
to
change.
Changes, and she'll have to find a new favorite place she's never been to.
We're going to have... we're going to have dancers. We're going to have, no, I'm not sure we have dancers, but I know April Zimmer from the Chamber of Commerce there, Amory, is going to join us, talk about all things Amory, a great opportunity to learn about that. We're going to talk about the American flag, Pat, and one side has kind of tried to co-opt the United States flag lately. And I think it's just important to remind folks that the American flag is for everyone, and it's something we should embrace as Americans.
Yes, and all Americans, yes. By the way, that's what that little banner is supposed to stand for, and not to turn it into some kind of a political partisan tool.
Right.
And look, you can talk about symbolism, you can talk about values and everything, but what do you actually do besides say, are you wearing your flag lapel pin or not?
Right.
I don't care if you've got a flag lapel pin when you walk into the U.S. Capitol or the White House or whatever. It's what do you do once you're in there?
Exactly.
And if you're literally just so shallow that you're only worried about what's on the surface, you're wasting my time. You're not getting anything done.
And when people fly the flag, I mean, people do it, I suppose, for all different reasons. But I think, to me, it's a symbol of those who have served in our military and many who have given all to that we can enjoy the freedoms that we all do. It's also just representative of this thread that weaves us all together. It doesn't matter what party we belong to. It doesn't matter the ideology. That it is this great melting pot that we were founded not on a country of theology or geography or race, but we were founded as a country of ideals.
I had a neighbor who, a few days back, turned their flag upside down.
Oh, Lord.
And I was very happy to see, if it wasn't the next day, it was the day after, that it was right side up again. I didn't have to say or do anything, but clearly other people did. You know, that rather than that defiant, you know, I'll show you, I'll do it what I want, is
right.
Somebody got to them and they were like, yeah, that's probably not a cool thing to do, and fixed it.
We'll celebrate Flag Day next to the lake over there in the city of Lakes over in Amory, Wisconsin.
You know who I got to go reach out to? Scott Ross, who from formerly of One Wisconsin Now, who is actually a direct descendant of Betsy Ross.
Get out.
No, serious.
Really?
Yes. He reminds us every June 14th.
He tops me because I'm a descendant, this is true, not of Abraham Lincoln, but of Mary Todd Lincoln. That's where I got my name, actually.
Are you serious?
Heather, am I serious?
Wow.
Mary Todd Lincoln, who is not known as a particularly nice person in American history.
I know. Well, clearly there's other strands of DNA involved because you're a sweetheart.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I think Mary Todd wore the dress better, but it depends on the day. All right, Mr. Zomers, time once again for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Let's go. Kenny Chesney, got two more days or one more day after today to remind us it is summertime, and time once again for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And very important here, they have followed us to the North Woods. Our lawyers are here to remind us it is important. It is a statewide contest, not local, not regional. It's a statewide contest, and we're very thankful the attorneys have reminded us to say that once again. Now, up for grabs is a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. People have actually texted in, told us they've won this, and they've already enjoyed it, and it's spectacular. So all kinds of great tickets and whatnot to attractions. It's fantastic. So we're giving one of those away an hour. Then Daly, One winner will get a pair, that's two, a deuce, of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, the really nice ones. And then two grand prize winners overall will receive a choice of a Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake stay, including a pontoon boat, including a Pat Kreitlow, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites, and a $100 gas card to get you there and back. So this is fantastic. And all you have to do is download the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You click on that. It'll open it up, and you'll immediately see the lovely list of the Civic Media radio stations. Now, choose one near you. If you don't have one near you, that's fine. Just start off with the top one is Waukesha, then Madison. And so choose one. When you open that up, you're on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little bubbles, and it'll say text, text. You click on that. Now you're all set to go. Now you're this is money right here, or at least a prize. So now text right now the following word on the Civic Media app. This hour's word is woods. Woods. W-O-O-D-S. It's plural. Make sure you get the S on the end.
As in, woods, you give me a prize if I send you this word.
Yes. Don't get lost in the woods, all right?
Oh, that one.
Okay. Yes. W-O-O-D-S. Woods. See how confusing that is? Woods.
It's fine. It's perfectly fine. It's woods.
W-O-O-D-S. And by the way, tomorrow's word is a repeat word of another hard one we had.
Hey, as long as they send it in.
Oh yeah, exactly.
They're part of the contest.
Now here's the deal. This was all just going to be for fun and games. And then Matt Nair, she said, "Well, I don't any opportunity to beat up on Todd. Why not do it?" And so she threw down this gauntlet and she said, "All right, let's have a little internal contest here and see which one of us can get more texters during our shows, she or I." And that the loser had to buy the winner a lovely supper club dinner of steak or whatnot.
A steak dinner. Yeah, steak. She hasn't eaten anything in days. She's trying so hard. I mean, she's basically taking the right side of the menu tomorrow and putting it on your checking account.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of here, because they haven't given us a tally in over 24 hours. They're now keeping it secret from us, and we're going to wait until the end of the show tomorrow, and we'll find out the winner.
The big reveal.
That's
what it's all about.
The word this hour is woods, W-O-O-D-S, woods. Text it right now to the Civic Media app, and you too could win either a summer prize pack in Wisconsin Dells, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, or your choice of three wonderful Wisconsin staycations at Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County, or Pat Kreitlow's house.
Can I give you the latest reactions to Trump calling Milwaukee a horrible city today?
Please do.
I have to credit Andy Sikorsky on Twitter with this. Brian Style, it never happened. Scott Fitzgerald, he actually said it. Glenn Grothman, yeah, Milwaukee stole the 2020 election. Derek Van Orden, he said it, but he was talking about crime. Eric Hovde, where is this Milwaukee?
Wow.
Kidding.
Wow.
Kid.
Where is this Milwaukee?
That was Andy Sikorsky coming off the top rope there.
That was very good. That was very good. Well, okay, yes, Domers, Mr. Domers, what do you got?
I was saying we have 1 minute.
Oh, I thought you wanted to. I thought he was like, "Hey, I got
He's
something."
He's like, "Hey, I can top this one."
Yeah, exactly. You had OC Orange County Eric Hovde hanging out there he went to the wrong OC. He was supposed to go to Oconto County, and instead he went to Orange County, California.
See, this now makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He's an odd bird to say the least. Not yet. I mean, Pat.
I really want to. I want to see his reaction when this.
All right, text the word woods. W O O D S woods right now to the Civic Media line. We'll come back more live from Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar here in Eau Claire. It's the Civic Media's Todd Allball Show.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies?
The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News & World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location for the On the Road Tour with Jane and Todd here at beautiful Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar today. Another half an hour, a little over half an hour, to stop by, get a free cup of coffee on us, and then tomorrow it's off to beautiful Amory at the Danielson Stage in the beautiful park there in Amory. It's going to be a good time had by all. And Pat Kreitlove of North News Radio has been so kind to join us today and go with us to Amory tomorrow as well.
But I'm going to road trip with you guys. I mean, that's a whole different thing. Right there. I'm going to drive myself. No. Right.
Well, quite frankly, we haven't got
We would have nowhere to put you.
We'd be like Granny of the Clampets. You're going to have to, sit in your rocking chair.
You're on the roof. You're going on the roof. Yeah.
All right. Our word this hour, by the way, in the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest, Woods, WOODS, Woods. Make sure it's plural. Otherwise, it won't count. I'm buying Matt Nair a steak dinner tomorrow night.
This remains to be seen. All Who's right. going to come out on top? We don't know, as you said. Now, the powers that be are not sharing this information with us.
Rigged election.
Who's leading. Can we agree right now that we will accept the results of this contest?
Yes, I will accept the results of the contest.
All right, shake. See, we promise we will accept the results.
We're already a step ahead of any man baby who won't be named. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gary calling in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, you guys, I tell you, are busy. I've been sitting here for 30 minutes, sitting on the side of the road.
I'm sorry. We're working with remote equipment, Gary. It was nothing personal, yeah. I promise you. Go ahead.
No, I know. You guys always usually take me. I talked to Jane. I talked to you. And I do have a question why Pat doesn't take calls in the morning. I listen to him. He says things I want to call up. I call up. Well, we're really not taking calls on this subject, so... Tell him to take my call if I ever call up. Okay? I do listen to you,
I'm going to tell you two things that are both rather behind the scenes. One, I for whatever reason, I'll get to talking and somebody will finally go, I've had enough of this guy, I'm calling in. And when will they call in? They'll call in at about 18 or 28 past the hour.
Right before the break.
And I won't do that to a listener, so if they hold on. But oftentimes, here's the other thing I have to admit. It's sometimes tough to get a guest at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And so a lot of my guests at 6:30 are pre-taped. And so if I don't get somebody on by 6:28 or 7:28, I may not get them on for, like I said, about 30 minutes till after that interview is over. But we do want the calls. And we especially want the texts because we know that it's early. Folks don't want to be talking on the radio. But, Gary, call or text. Keep trying. Get in there right at the start of a segment. And I would love to have you back on and talk to you more.
Got anything quick, Gary?
All right. Well, I did. I want to bring up about Trump and his filtering of his mouth. He needs to read the audience. Okay. Now, I cringe every time he opens his mouth. What's he going to say? But you know something? Once people like it because, he says what everybody's thinking. Now, I live in Sussex, but I work in Milwaukee. But when I work in certain areas in Milwaukee, I go to the house, I tell the people I'll work in your stuff, but you have to sit there and keep an eye on my truck, because my truck has been broken into 6 times, and I've had thousands of dollars worth of stuff stolen. So Milwaukee is a crime-ridden city, and it's among the top 10 worst for crimes per 100,000 people. You know, nationally, it's 399 compared to 1,500 and some odd per 100,000. So he's telling the truth. It is a dangerous
but
city.
I don't know if I want horrible,
you know.
Right. And look, I think you're a principled conservative. We always enjoy having you call and enjoy your viewpoint. But I mean, if I was running for office, Gary, let's say I was running for mayor of Sussex, and I ran for mayor of Sussex, I said this place is horrible. Would you vote for me if you were trying to earn somebody's vote? Why call somebody's hometown horrible? And you know
he needs a filter. And he needs to read his audience. You know what I'm saying?
But can you imagine Gary, he's never going to do that. He's never going to filter anything. And you said it yourself, because his supporters love that he has no filter. And if he started being a little more politic, I think the glow would go away for some of those supporters. And he will never filter himself.
I don't like his mouth. When I call up Jane, I have never condemned anybody or called anybody stupid or an idiot or anything, because that's not my nature. I'll call up and challenge Jane when you say something, and I'll say, well, this is what I think, but I never call people stupid, and he does, and I don't like it. So I'm a huge MAGA, but I do not like his mouth.
I appreciate that, Gary, and quite frankly, I love having you join our show and provide different perspectives. The people I will not put on our show are insulting, and they're cursing and yelling, and I don't think that leads to productive dialogue.
Correct.
I just don't.
Yep.
And that was just our staff meeting this morning. Anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate
He's kidding because the staff meetings are on Monday. That was the joke.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in the Prairie du Sac. Mark, always a pleasure. About a minute and a half left. What do you got?
Yeah, your previous conversation for hospitals and charging, I mean, this is going back 6-7 years ago now, but I kind of can half remember a program on old time radio or on public radio. It was a program on Dr. Kildare, and my old Oberman was playing the old curmudgeonly doctor, was kind of the mentor of young Dr. Kildare, and they were tilting their, babble with the business office on what they would be charging patients, because Lionel Barrymore, as we all remember, was the evil Mr. Potter in It's a Wonderful Life. But in this, he was actually advocating, to get health care to people who couldn't afford it, if I remember the program right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this, and that's a show going back to like the early 50s, I think, late 40s or 50s. So this problem has been around for a long time, and we had to find a solution for it. I mean, that health care is extraordinarily expensive, and there's multiple ways of doing it, and one of the ways of doing it is starting to fund our education system to crank out more doctors like they do in other countries, where we actually pay for the doctors to go to school rather than make them acquire a huge medical debt burden to education.
Oh, Mark, you're speaking my language right there. And I'm not saying that because, again, we paid med school tuition and everything else. I'm saying from the standpoint of things right now, we're not doing nearly enough to train a new generation of doctors. And you're absolutely right. We've been talking about healthcare costs since at least the 1930s or 40s.
Yeah.
And it was back then that there was talk of, single-payer healthcare or at least some kind of a nationalized health insurance plan. And back then, when it was brought up, other people said, oh, you're a communist.
Right.
Hasn't really changed much since then, except that the bills have gotten more expensive, and you can't pay your doctor in, eggs or chickens or whatever.
Or a service.
Or a service. There's not as much bartering as there used to be either. So it makes it that much more important to try to figure out this from a cost standpoint and also from getting enough providers. If you're training more of your own, say, Wisconsin students,
they're more likely to take a residency where they've got to do outreach to rural Wisconsin rather than insisting on living in one of the big cities.
And, of course, today we heard from Senator Jeff Smith. They're having the groundbreaking for the new science building here at the Eau Claire campus to hopefully help educate some more medical people.
Sure hope so.
We'll stay here.
Right, we'll stay here. Right. You stay here as well, James, the master of segues. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we have Ken Szymanski, a local author, joining Jane and I. Maybe get a little bit more Kreitlow as well. And don't forget the...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says his office is vetting firms to do an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. The governor calls the situation in Milwaukee critical and warrants a close look into the school district's financial and academic problems. Republicans say the audit should be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Someday, people could get a ride to the hospital in an electric ambulance. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says zero-emission ambulances are a good idea because of the nature of emergency work.
An ambulance tends to idle a lot because of the need to be on scene or at the hospital.
The latest model electric ambulance was recently showcased in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council votes to create a central counting location for absentee ballots. Councilmember Joseph Stevenson.
This is good governance. This is us becoming more efficient, saving time, saving money for the taxpayer, and I think it's going to make for a lot quicker election. It's going to make for a lot more efficient elections.
The council unanimously voted to allow the absentee ballots to be counted in a single location on election day. The City of Green Bay is set to pay former Common Council member Tony Thiessen $100,000 in a lawsuit settlement over audio surveillance in the hallways of Green Bay City Hall. That's if a judge signs off on the settlement. While one side is claiming victory, Council President Brian Johnson told WLUK Fox 11 that the settlement is not an admission of guilt, but an attempt to end the ongoing legal fees the city's been saddled with. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when six fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun this afternoon with chances of a few spotty showers. The sunshine will return in full force by this evening and high temperatures spike to the low 80s. With winds breezy out of the west, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour on this Thursday, the 13th of June, 2024. We are live on location in beautiful downtown Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. And Jay Matinier joins me again here at the desk. We are taking our statewide on-the-road tour with Jane and Todd Tour here at Eau Claire. And tomorrow, Jane, we're off to Amory. You've been looking forward in nervous anticipation.
I am very, very excited to go to Amory.
Well, I'm excited to go there with you. It's going to be great. Kreitler will be joining us as well. Joining us right now at the desk, someone who I met through my sister and brother-in-law, a good friend of theirs, another educator, seems to be a theme today, and just shows you the diversity, the strength, and the input that educators have on our communities. Ken Szymanski joins us, Jane and I, here at the desk. Ken, thanks for coming in, not only an educator, but also an author.
Yes, those two kind of go together for me. So I'm an English teacher. I've been teaching middle school for the past 26 years and 28 years overall. And part of being an English teacher is walking the walk in addition to talking the talk. So I like to write on the side and share that with my students.
Now, speaking of English teachers here, and this is why I love our guests so much, because I was right before the break, I said, and I know this, but I said, well, come on back and join Jane and I. And Jeff from Shorewood, listening to WAUK, says, Todd, your guest is, quote, joining Jane and me, unquote. If Jane weren't with you, you would say, I didn't have enough coffee. So it's a good thing I have an English teacher.
Yeah, I'm off duty right now, so I won't call you on that. And we're very conversational here.
We appreciate that. But
you would have flunked if it were a course. Yeah.
See, well, that wouldn't be anything new if you look at my report cards from high school. But more importantly, Ken, so you've been an educator. You're an English teacher. Do you teach at Memorial?
I teach at DeLong Middle School.
Oh, DeLong Middle School. Yes. All right, very good. So that's a tough age, right?
It is, but it is also an explosive time for creativity. It's kind of a fearless time for creativity, so it's a great time to work with creative artists because they haven't reached that point where they've recognized their own limitations, and sometimes that's where you create your best work.
Wow, that's cool. Have you seen in your time in education, I mean, when you started, there were no devices, you know, and since this electronification of people and kids in particular, where they're bringing their devices into school. Have you seen creativity go down, or do you think that in some ways these devices have helped creativity?
I see it both. I think it just makes you more extreme in what you already are. So if you're a creative person and you use these technological tools, you can become more creative. Mm-hmm. And it can work with negative personality traits as well. If you're a racist person, you become more racist. Like everything is reinforced and you can build upon with all the connections you can make now with other people that we just couldn't make when we were younger.
I'm curious, Ken, as far as what kids are reading and what you taught 25 years ago and the books that you included when you were teaching then, what really resonates with kids now?
Reading has really dropped off with the kids today because they have so many distractions and so many other things. They're so video orientated with 30-second clips from TikTok.
Yep, yep.
It's really hard for them to have the attention span to sit with a novel.
I bet.
How has that changed how you teach?
It's something we're still searching for solutions on. So I'm looking for just more short stories, shorter pieces as building blocks. But there are still things like The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. If it's old enough where it's not trying to be current, And by the time something that's trying to be current comes out, it's already old.
It's old, yeah.
Yep, things move on so quickly. So if you can go back to find those classics, like The Outsiders, and surprisingly, Greek mythology. I mean, these kids who are so apathetic to reading, and you experience these stories that are 3,000 years old. It's so far removed from our time that it's like a novelty to them.
But to the Greek mythology is so screwed up. I'm sorry. Those people needed therapy. There was some weird stuff going on with Greek mythology, boy. But it's like a soap opera.
It is, right? And I think it's comforting. Like, these people are more messed up than we are. it's kind of feeling like good about ourselves.
An ancient Game of Thrones, maybe, or something. I don't know.
And that works every year. It just never
goes out
of style. That's
so fascinating.
Yep, but the more recent stuff, it's like, the books that were popular 3 years ago are hitting. That's old news already.
Wow.
So at what point did you kind of, or did this start at the same time as going into education? Did you become a writer yourself and say, I don't want to just teach, but I'm going to create and put this into book form?
And that's one of the reasons I love teaching middle school, is that's when I became interested in becoming an author. And in seventh grade, I wanted to write a book. And I talked about that fearlessness and just you're so naive, you don't know any better, and that's when you can do great things. I want to write a choose-your-own-adventure novel. So I got a spiral notebook and sat down at my parents' kitchen table and wrote a book called Escape from Cell 7346 about a man named Jeff Remington who is wrongly accused of a crime, and he's placed in prison and he has to escape. And there's only one route with all the choices to get out. So I still read that to my classes on the first day of school.
And you wrote that in middle school.
And I wrote it in middle school, and I've read it to every class I've ever taught, and no class has ever made it out.
Get
to escape.
Out.
So the book is undefeated since 1983.
Wow.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yep. So it's had over 100 challengers and no winners.
But I think you brought up something really important, and you've mentioned it so many times too, Todd. I had an English teacher in seventh grade, or maybe even fifth grade, Miss Zarin. I will never forget, and we got assigned a word, and we had to write a story around the word that we selected. My word was mustard. And yes, and now it would not no longer be, but anyway, so I wrote a story about that, and she came back and said, you know, you have a way with words. You should. Oh. This is something you should think about. And that is what gave me the spark to think, I could do something with this. I could make something with this. That's what's so important about having a teacher that cares, that you can connect with.
Yeah. And the same thing happened to me. I teach at the same school that I went to middle school at.
Oh, wow.
So there are those teachers who, and you never forget it. Like,
ever.
You can recall
never,
that
ever.
So clearly, who said, hey, you have a good voice. You are a good writer. You've got talent. Keep going with this. And that was so motivating for me. I joined the school newspaper in middle school, and I became the editor. I wrote my first article. It was an album review of Synchronicity by the Police.
Oh, wow.
I talked about this band has such a great future. Yeah. And then they broke up after I wrote the article. But Sting is still going strong.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I was partially correct.
Jane Matner, along with myself, and we're talking with Ken Szymanski. He is a local educator and also an author here in the Chippewa Valley in the Eau Claire School District. Listening on WAUK back in Jane's home station in southeast Wisconsin, Sue texting in saying, The Outsiders is one of my favorites. Have tried to get my daughter, age 25 now, to read it with no luck, and just saw it's been made into a musical and is now playing in New York City.
Yes, and I heard it's phenomenal. So I
really
hope that would come to Eau Claire and the Pablo Center.
Yeah.
And we can make a nice field trip out of that, I think.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So talk to us a little bit about your latest works here. What do you like to write these days? What sort of genre do you like to write? And what's your latest work?
Well, I used my school newspaper experience in middle school to write for the Leader Telegram. And so I did concert reviews for them. So I was doing album reviews in middle school, and that turned into concert reviews for the Eau Claire Leader Telegram. And I was going to music festivals, Rock Fest, Country Fest. And that just taught me about professionalism and word counts and meeting deadlines. I'd go to a concert till 1 in the morning. The article would be due at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's all just good practice.
You're a guy that writes under a deadline.
Yeah. And then Volume 1 magazine started here in Eau Claire. It's an arts and culture magazine. So that gave me a regular gig to just write about, and the whole idea of the magazine is people thought Eau Claire was such a boring place. They wanted to highlight all the great stuff that was going on here so people knew about it, and then also create things that were worth talking about and getting excited about. So writing for them gave me a regular gig to explore my hometown, and then I always felt kind of bad about myself. I never got out of my hometown and explored the whole
world. Into the bigger world.
Yeah, but that opportunity, like that being a townie or whatever you want to call it, became an asset in that field because I knew this town so well.
For sure.
Writing about it, yeah, came very naturally to me. And that extended into my book. So I just really liked writing about people. The way my uncle described it is you write about people, if you walked past them on the street, you wouldn't think twice about them. But they have a backstory. And I believe that everybody has a story. Every kid has a story.
Yes.
And all these stories are related. So when we shine the light on certain people that are overlooked and their story comes to light, it reminds people of other stories that are overlooked and their own stories and their own past that are overlooked.
I think one of the things Jade and I have found, and I found this before, trivials that go around the state of Wisconsin, is that sometimes it's not always the people that quote-unquote make it on the huge national scale that have the biggest effect on people's lives. It's the hometown heroes that use their gifts and talents, yep, to change lives locally that has the biggest ripple effect.
Yep, and so in writing about in music festivals, sometimes I would get to call the stars and interview them by phone, and that was a dream come true to me, to speak with George Thorogood or, wow, Peter Frampton or Mike Reno of Loverboy. But wow, as I've gotten older, I've taken more value in interviewing people who never get interviewed. These celebrities, yeah, are interviewed all the time. Sure. Their stories are told all the time. But these other people are just as interesting, if not more, because they're not used to being in the spotlight.
Well, and everyone has challenges. Mm-hmm. Everyone has obstacles. It's about how you deal with the challenges and the obstacles and where you come out on the other side.
Yep.
Yeah. About 4 minutes left in this segment. Ken, do you have a little clip you could read for us here? A little,
sure,
excerpt.
Excerpt. Yeah. Thank you, Jane. See, this is why Jane is here to help, yeah, me out.
This book, Home Field Advantage, has 19 different stories. And one of the things I do, I read stories about teachers on the morning announcements at our school.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. So instead of always talking about ancient people, yeah, and the lessons they can teach us, I said, let's write them about, yeah, our own staff members. They just said, sure, it just has to be a minute or less, and it has to end with the phrase, make it a great day.
All right, here we, okay, go. Ken Szymanski.
Good morning, Falcons. This is Mr. Szymanski with a few words of wisdom. Not long ago, a former South student, now 19 years old, came back to see his old school. In addition to visiting former teachers, reminiscing about the past, and seeing old sights, the student had a mission. He walked into Mr. Kent's room. After some small talk, he hesitated, then offered an apology for his disrespectful behavior in class a half decade earlier. Mr. Kent thanked the student for the apology, but quickly moved on. He told the student to stop looking back. Focus on the future, Mr. Kent said, and do the right thing from here on out. There are three lessons here, Falcons. One, don't act in a way you'll regret for 5 years straight. Two, if you do make a mistake, own up to it. And three, when someone is big enough to apologize, it's time to shake hands, move on, and make it a great day.
Right there.
That's
Ken
fantastic.
I mean, more of that. More of that, right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we need more of that in the world, Jane.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the teacher said, by the way, I still never regretted flunking you, but...
What's done is done.
Right.
It's a long time ago.
I mean, that's just fantastic. And people, if they want to find this book, it's called what now?
Home Field Advantage, so it's all about the value of just what you two do. It's just finding the value here in Wisconsin life and in small-town life and how everybody's got a story. And it's available at volume1.org.
Volume1.org.
Mm-hmm.
People can pick it up. Well, yep, can you stay around? Because I want you to read another one of those.
All right.
Because we need more of that in the world.
Yes, that's what I always try to do. Let's keep it positive and just try to counteract all the negativity that's out there.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, Jane and I, you know, part of our task is to take on the daily news, I mean, the current, mm-hmm, events. And unfortunately, a lot of the headlines are not always unifying and happy.
Yep.
And we have to report on that. But I think it's so valuable what you do for young people so that they're not always – we hear it, Jane, right? I mean, we hear from adults that they no longer listen to the news because it's too overwhelming.
Yeah, they can't stand it. It's depressing. I want to have a happy life. I don't want to, yep, have to swim in this. That's where we swim. But I think, again, it's about the balance. It's yes, there are a lot of things that we can disagree upon. Ultimately, there are more things on which we agree,
yeah,
and support.
About a minute left, Ken. Do you hear from your students? Are they overwhelmed by the news of the day?
Yeah, it seems like they're callous and numb. The last 10 years or so, as crazy as it's been, that's the only world they know.
Right.
And so they don't know of a calmer time. So to them,
This is
they're
just
kind
normal.
Of hopeless about the future and overwhelmed by the present and just trying to live in the moment and prepare themselves for the best personal life that they can.
Well, I'm thankful I have a great teacher like you and several others in this great school district of Eau Claire that keeps it positive and keeps them going. I'm going to come back and talk more with Ken Szymanski. I'm going to talk more with our co-anchor here, Ms. Jane Matinere, as we travel around the state. Don't forget, if you want to help me beat Jane, or if you don't, just don't text it at all. But the word
onomatopoeia.
The word is Woods, W-O-O-D-S, Woods, the Text to Win Civic Media Contest. Text it now to your Civic Media app. Back with a final segment here at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful downtown Eau Claire, where the sun has come out. It's a sparkly day. Pat Kreitler has the pontoon boat ready to go. We're going to hop on after the show, I think, at some point here. We are here at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. We appreciate all their hospitality. It is coming up on 9 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at just after the news, sports and weather updates, it is the Maggie Dawn Show, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until 4. I believe she has a guest host today.
Does she?
Yes.
Do we know who?
I was slipping my mind just as I said that. Now I've I clearly need more coffee after being here at I'll get it anyway. The important thing is we are joined by Ken Szymanski, Jay Matinere, and I. He is an educator here and also a local author. Ken, what do you want to talk about here? Your other book piece of work here.
One of the things I want to do as writer-in-residence for Eau Claire, which is like the poet laureate of the state of Eau Claire, but you're just open to all genres, is getting people to recognize the stories they may have looked around them. And a lot of times that's right in your own family. Those are the easiest ones to overlook. And I kind of realized that as I was writing my parents' obituaries that I didn't really know them until I sat down and did that. And that's just too late. But my aunt, who passed away at the age of 98. Before she passed away, we did a series of interviews. She was a bartender of Leon and Lil's Bar in Thorpe, Wisconsin for 52 years.
Wow.
They ran this bar like a supper club. She was the local icon, and this was a very famous institution. So I got to interview her, and I wrote this book called Sit Down and Stay a While. It's about her 52 years behind the bar at Thorpe, Wisconsin.
That's wonderful.
And wow. We did a book release party in Thorpe, and people were lined up out the door to get her autograph on this
really?
Book. And so many people just really resonated with this because they loved being there. And the tagline of the book is, without great American bartenders, there would be no great American bars. And it's the people behind the bar that set the tone and make that place what it is.
But even to take that to a further step, I think everyone should be interviewing their older relatives.
Absolutely.
Sit down and find out what their stories are while you still have mm-hmm. time, because once they're gone, those stories can go too.
Yep, even if it's just to sit and record it and have that recording, and if you want to write something about it, that's great, and if you want to publish something, that's one step further, but at least do the interview, and you'll be glad you did.
Yep.
And how cool is it that you did that while she was still able to have all those people come in line? Because too often, to kind of pick up on Jane's point, we have people that show up for big funerals,
yep.
but they're gone already. And to do something like this while the person is still there and receive that love, I just think is amazing.
Yeah, to hear all the accolades firsthand. And I sat next to her and I signed books. They really wanted her autograph, but I signed them too. But to hear person after person come through and say, do you remember me when I was playing beer bar when I was a kid? And you were so nice to me, and I never forgot how kind you were to me. And
that must have just filled her with so much joy. It was just can't incredible. Even imagine.
Yep. And then you see your family member. I only saw her as an aunt, but this person is a brother, a sister to someone. She's a colleague. She's a member of the community.
She's a friend.
And you see the person, the whole 360-degree view. So,
as an educator, Ken Szymanski, you see so many kids have gone through your classroom in all these years. What do you think the best thing is, or the best two things that you teach your kids or that you tell them to come through your classroom?
I hope it's that you just realize that your experiences are worth something and your story is worth something and your path is worth writing down and trying to figure out through the written word, and that you can figure out more by writing than just by stewing about things or thinking about things. It can be a tool for therapy and self-discovery and motivation, and it can really help you, and it's you're just one story, but all these stories are connected.
Yeah.
And the more you share your story with others, the more connected we become.
Everybody has value.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is valuable. And what a great way to encourage kids to embrace that. Because I think especially at that age in middle school where you have so much self-doubt, and at least I was the most self-conscious person on the planet, it just to reassure them that you're good. You're going to be good.
Yep.
You have value. It's going to work out.
Yep, yeah. You're on the right path. You're on the right path. Just trust yourself.
Ken Szymanski, author of Home Field Advantage. Got one more for us here before we go?
Sure. Father's Day is coming up, so we'll end with middle school announcements, this time about fathers. Good morning, Falcons. This is Mr. Szymanski with a few words of wisdom. When South Middle School 7th grade math teacher Mr. Hurlbert was 10 years old, he loved hanging out at his cousin's farm. Although it was a long 2.5-mile bike ride down dangerous country roads, his parents let him go on one condition: be home before dark. Well, one day Mr. Hilbert was having so much fun on the farm with his cousins that he lost track of time, and they played well into the night. No problem, he thought. His dad could drive out the car, throw his bike in the trunk, and give him a ride home. His father answered the phone and told him, "Tough luck," and hung up. So Mr. Hurlbert biked the scary country roads by the dim light of the moon. The occasional traffic barreling past was bad, but it wasn't the worst part. Along the way, there was a farmhouse with untamed, unchained dogs that terrified Mr. Hurlbert when he biked past in the daytime. At night, they became a pack of invisible, vicious hounds, chasing, barking, yelping, and nipping at his heels, while little Mr. Hurlbert could only pedal for his life. He made it home physically unscathed but psychologically scarred and entered the house to see his father sitting comfortably reading the newspaper. His dad simply looked up and said, "I bet that ride's easier in the daylight, huh?" By not bailing him out, Mr. Hurlbert's father taught him this simple but important lesson: plan ahead. That way, rather than having a terrifying night, instead, you can make it a great day.
Wow.
That's great.
Ken Szymanski, educator, local author. The book is called Home Field Advantage. They can find it where, Ken?
At the Volume 1 local store, or at volume1.org, or at kensszymanski.com. The link is there as
and
well.
And Mr. Zommers will have that, our show notes, so you don't have to spell it.
And all right, great. volume1.org. One is spelled out O-N-E.
Right, O-N-E. Very good. Ken Szymanski, thank you so very much for taking this time, and thank you for everything you do as an educator. Thank you for being inspiring and giving us something positive.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on the show. It was a great time. Appreciate
it. Really,
it's
a pleasure.
It. Jane, we're on the road. Also, thanks to Pat Kreitlow as well for being here, and Mr. Zomers back home for getting it done. And also, we had Chris Hombach-Boyle on the show as well. All the great folks here at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. We appreciate the hospitality, the opportunity to do this.
Very much so.
And tomorrow, later on today, we're off to Amory. It's going to be a great time had by all. We can't wait. Flag Day tomorrow, so dress up at your patriotic best. We cannot wait.
Hey, come out and see us.
Come out and see us. 10 until 2. Jay and Matt Nair will be on the air 10 until 2 with Matt Nair on air in Danielson, on Danielson stage in the park tomorrow in Amory, and then we pick it up noon until 2. Thank you very much for everybody. You got 30 seconds or a minute left to text Woods. W-O-O-D-S is the word this hour. Maggie Dawn is next. Matt Rothschild filling in for Maggie until tomorrow from Amory. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow in Amory.
Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, it's the last day for our Scunny Summer giveaway, and my good friend Sandy Williams will be here for our regular end of the week conversation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always.